Tonight, we are going to focus on the threshold. What do I mean by a threshold? I mean that there is a certain moment in the practice of loving kindness that only if we cross it and cross it well, can we really be permitted to experience the shift to universal loving kindness. If we don't cross that threshold well, it's more like playing with sentiments, but not something that is hard won, that is the result of transformation. And that moment is geniusly located exactly before the expansion to universal or all-inclusive loving kindness. And what is that moment? That moment is when we are asked to radiate, to show loving kindness, to share loving kindness with our so-called enemies, with those we find it really difficult to be loving kindness toward. They are our threshold. Really unfair, right? So, and that is the point that the teaching of loving kindness is that the walls of the heart, the walls surrounding the heart, are made first and foremost of all those people who are not willing to love. And I'm not talking about loving personally. It's not that we're supposed to feel affection toward them as friends or soulmates or people we want to hang with, to hang out with. It's loving kindness is not about that. It is not about love in the personal sense. It is the sense of pure kindness or pure wishes or good wishes, good intent for directed to all beings imaginable. That's the point. So our heart says that is the border I'm not willing to cross. And this is signified by the sense of contraction. We bring up a face of someone we don't like or perhaps even hate. And then immediately our heart puts up its protective walls and hides behind it. But the point is that without this threshold, there can be no universal love, because if universal love is by nature something that is all inclusive, and that means, well, including all and everything. But if there are some people we cannot include, any kind of notion of universal love is nothing but illusion, because it is based on a selective kind of sentiment. It's very easy to love rabbits, right? Because they're very cute. It's very difficult to show loving kindness toward the world's predators, right? This is when we begin to divide the world. Now, our goal is to if we are interested in that, if we are interested in that universality, which is the Buddha nature, is to reveal the Buddha's heart within our own heart and as our own heart. And that when we get in touch with it, we find there a heart that is as whole, as complete, as undivided as the sun itself. We all know that the sun doesn't differentiate, right? It would always radiate its light equally. It wouldn't never say, those over there, you are not being kind or nice, so I'm not going to give you my light. You will remain in the shadow. So this is how the Buddha's heart is, or the Christ's heart. It doesn't matter what name we give it, really. But it's a sun that is equally radiant, that doesn't make distinctions. First of all, this needs to be practiced toward people we've known and who've hurt us. And through this practice, we need to see how, and we can practice it over and over again until there are no remnants of anger, rage, bitterness, vengefulness, until we feel that our heart has been purified through the practice and that nothing has remained in us except love. Energetically, hatred holds us captive. It keeps us tied into our aggressors for eternity. Sometimes we think that hating someone all the time is somehow empowers us, but really it keeps us in bondage. It's like hatred is as strong as love, in the sense that it creates a very powerful kind of bond, an attachment. So the only way to be free, really, is to love. That's interesting, right? And that, we discover, is not weakness, as our ego tells us. It is power, it is liberation, it is wholeness. This doesn't mean that we are supposed to agree with what they have done. People, we should keep our ethical discernment. We should say this is a wrong thing to do. So what we do is not saying, I love what you've done, I appreciate your violence. It's not that. It's that simply that I recognize their own Buddha nature, their own divine light that is within them. Even demons have light nature, have Buddha nature. There is no really darkness in the universe, because essentially everything comes from the same source. So even if someone behaves as something that is complete, that is so far away from light, from truth, this doesn't mean that we accept their pretense, their own illusion, their own karmic entrapment. So we can visualize their being as radiant, as completely luminous. We can wish them harmony, contentment, peace, finally being released from suffering. And you know that if they have experienced any of that, they would have never done what they've done, right? So we only do these things out of sheer ignorance. So we wish them what we wish ourselves and everyone else. So you can choose someone from your past. If it depends on how courageous you are, if you feel ready, you can also choose someone who is very challenging to you. Or you can start with something that is less frightening. It can be someone from your present. It can be distant or near past, or it can be even a known personality, like a leader that generates strong emotions. So let us start. So, of course, the practice itself is generally the same, but I'm going to focus on that section, on the threshold. So the first sections will be relatively brief. So we begin by closing our eyes, having a clear sense of the inner cave of the heart, the depth of the heart. Where we can find a treasure chest of full of loving kindness. Feel that warmth, that energy that genuinely wishes for everyone to be happy, to be in peace, to be relieved from suffering. Feel that essential friendliness. And the genuine hope to heal all wounded souls. And the joy we find when a wounded soul gets the chance to be healed. So now start by generating this kind feeling toward yourself. You can see your own physical form before your mind's eye, or just direct that energy. The warm, gentle, loving, forgiving feelings for yourself. Using a golden light that's flooding your body. Looking beneath all mental blockages, self-judgment, self-hatred, finding that place where You genuinely care for yourself. So as you're breathing in and out into the heart region, generating that loving kindness toward yourself, use any of these statements. May I be happy, joyful, and content. May I know freedom from suffering. And live in the light and love that I deserve. Or any other statement spoken softly and sincerely. Now move to a person in your life who, toward whom you easily feel loving kindness, this unconditional, pure wish to see them happy, fulfilled. Bring them up before your mind's eye and your heart's eye. And declare your wishes for them. May you flourish. And know true contentment. May you be guided by your soul toward your highest potential. May you share with the world your gifts and beauty or anything similar. See them as vividly as possible, thinking of their good qualities, feeling your connection with them, your sympathy for them. Encourage them to grow through your wishes. Now move to a neutral person, perhaps someone you've seen today. And you have very lightly noticed, or someone you've seen in this group, and still haven't had the energy to pay attention to. Rest your heart in the direction of that person. Bring up their figure as vividly as possible and allow yourself to feel tenderness and care for their welfare, even if nothing comes out for you as a result. So envelop them with the light of loving kindness and wish them well in whatever way feels most natural to you. And now, move to someone, perhaps from your past or present, or someone you are aware of but are not in direct touch with, someone you have great difficulty with, someone your heart instantly contracts as soon as you think of them. Someone you would naturally never consider sending your best wishes to. It can be someone who's really hurt you. Remember, we're not approving of their actions. We are recognizing their true nature, seeing them for what they truly are, and generate that all-inclusive loving kindness, letting them into our hearts. So look at that person. Even if the immediate reaction is contraction, look beneath that contraction, behind that contraction, behind that wall of resentment. So seeing that person, what even that person may not see in themselves. Acknowledge their true nature. Wish them contentment and satisfaction and fulfillment and true knowledge. And see if you can gently reach a state in which even for a moment, your heart becomes just fully radiant, undivided toward them. If you want, you can even draw from the natural love that you felt toward your dear friend or mentor, and direct the very same toward this person. So now, let whatever phrase that feels most relevant to you be spoken to them. So if you've allowed that loving kindness toward that person, your heart is now inclusive enough to expand its loving kindness. So now move out spaciously to your immediate surroundings, including every living being within this circle. May all beings in the air, on land, in the water, be safe, happy, healthy, and free from suffering. As you feel your immediate surroundings filled with the power of loving kindness, move on, expanding the surroundings in concentric circles until you envelop the entire planet. Yes, that's how big your heart is. Radiate loving kindness out to all beings with your sun-like heart. Stay in touch with the ember of warm, tender loving kindness at the center of your being. And have a sense of waves of loving kindness spreading from your heart to everyone, to all beings, everywhere. Empower your imagination to touch the hearts of all forms of life in the universe, unconditionally and inclusively, until you feel a personal sense of the profound interconnectedness of all life. May all living beings everywhere, on all planes of existence, known and unknown, be happy, be peaceful, and be free from suffering.